And now it's time for 300 Villages, and where else would we go right before Christmas but North Pole? The interior community really gets into the spirit of the season.
My name is Kathy Weber, and I'm the city clerk and human resource manager for the city of North Pole. And our motto is, where the spirit of Christmas lives year-round. And so I think with that, with a model like that, I think we're a very giving, welcoming community in the interior. We have Christmas and Ice, and we have ice carvers from all over the world that come here. And we also have three traffic circles, and we have ice sculptures that the carvers have put in the middle of these, and it's very beautiful. There were a couple of developers who got together and thought that they would turn this into, if they named it North Pole, they could turn it into a toy factory making community, and it never panned out, but people started to homestead here and they just stayed. We get a lot of mail here. Last year we lost our North Pole postmark, but our Lions Club is diligently working to make sure that every letter that is sent to North Pole is answered and has a North Pole postmark on it when it goes back to all the kids. We have over 1 million letters that come through here around this time of year in the month of December, and it's a very, very busy time. The middle school, elementary school, city hall, the high school, we all get together, volunteers in the community, and help to make sure these letters get back out again. I guess it's the ones that are always, you know, kind of heart-wrenching are the ones that, you know, they hope that their mom or their dad can, you know, will be home for Christmas. You know, they're in the military or they're over in Iraq or Afghanistan. So those are always the ones that, you know, kind of tug at your heart a little bit more.
That was Kathy Weber, city clerk in North Pole. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Annie Fite and Dave Waldron. Our story on Aniak originally aired on Alaska News Nightly in December 2009. Tune in to AK next week when Crabbait Radio goes fishing with a sensitive Southeast Saner.
You're always shouting at me. It hurts my feelings when you scream like that.
Are you kidding me?
I'm Matt Lichtenstein.